Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
What did the Texans GM think of that Ray Lewis dance on the grave of the Ravens on Sunday? We'll get to that here on In the Loop. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig as well. We celebrated a birthday yesterday. Fig, how was the rest of the birthday?
Yeah, man, how was it?
It was cool, man. Just real laid back. I played the video game, which
hey,
I really...
Hey, do what you want on your birthday.
Yeah, I really don't play the video games throughout the week like that, but put on some MLB The Show.
You told her, get out. I'm going to be playing video games.
I did not say that, but however, we did have dinner reservations for 8:30, which was kind of late for me.
Man, you're living large.
Yeah, went to a cool little spot I'd never been to, so it was cool. Right. Called Taste of Texas.
Oh, yes. Been there. Good place.
Pretty good, man. Yeah, yeah. I was impressed. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Perfect. I'll add it to the list. I'll have to check
yeah.
it out.
Yeah.
Glad you had a good birthday, though. Nice, chill birthday here in the middle of the week anyways. And yeah. back at it today.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too, about birthdays. It's like, yeah, it's nice, I guess, to spend the day celebrating yourself, but then you wake up the next day, and it's like, back to work. Like, you know, it's just another day.
It's over.
Yeah, right. Another day.
Yeah, the spotlight is off of me now.
Yeah. That's right.
Back to normal.
Moving on.
Still have to go to work. All that stuff.
I still get a couple happy belated birthdays and all that stuff, but, yeah, it's like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the other problem about a birthday, too, is it almost becomes a chore when everyone reaches out wishing you happy birthday, and then you got to spend the time to text them back or like on your Facebook wall or whatever.
I did a good job with responding to my text messages and stuff like that and Instagram. But Facebook, I'm just like, man, I might just have to write a bit post and everybody salute.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah man. It was over 100 people.
That's what I'm saying. It becomes a job just trying to, I mean, I appreciate the well wishes, but then you spend your birthday just sitting there responding to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Right. Oh, thank you so much. Yep. You tried to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where maybe AI can come in handy, help you out. Hey, so Nick Caserio, the Texans GM, was on with the guys this morning for almost an hour. You could go back and find that after we're done here. And go back and listen. From 7:30 to almost 8:30, Nick Caserio was on with Payne and Pendergast giving all sorts of great stuff. But maybe the one thing that did stand out most...
It was the highlight.
Yeah, caught my attention the most was Nick Caserio's response or his thoughts on the whole Jalen Nold, Ray Lewis celebration dance on Sunday. Here's what Caserio said this morning when asked about that with the fellas right here on these airwaves.
We want the players to be excited when they score. I would say discretion sometimes is the better part of valor. I mean, I love Jay Noel, but I mean, that was an asinine move. So hopefully he can come out with a different dance next time.
Because that's not Jalen Noel's personality. So I thought it was like, I thought Jalen Noel might have misguidingly thought that this was going to be a nice tribute to Ray Lewis. But
I wonder if he even knows who Ray Lewis was. I mean, Jay, you know, he's a young kid. So, but I mean, Ray's one of the best players in the history of our sport.
So that's funny. So, see, Nick,
just want to make sure. You just want to make. I want to think about really what you're doing.
Come on, man!
Bucket of cold water.
He is just a what do they call it? A bump on a log.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick. Have some fun.
Imagine Jalen Noel. I'll be scared to walk past his office.
Have some fun.
Like, man, I had to cover
my face. Enjoy yourself a little bit. Have some fun. How How was that offensive outside of Jair Alexander, who was just kind of silly himself? But okay, even Patrick Creighton. Come on, man. Have some fun.
Asinine.
Asinine.
That's strong.
It's silly.
When you use the word asinine,
yes.
Man, yeah, that's a strong take.
Just have a little fun.
Yeah.
Have a little fun.
Already on the text line saying hitting the Ray Lewis stance in Baltimore was legendary.
Legendary. I agree.
Three exclamation point. I agree. I liked it.
Nobody's going to forget it.
No, that's true.
Nobody's going to forget it. But it did get us thinking. And I'm doing this organically. I don't want to look at any lists. I'm sure the internet has some lists of whatever, AI, whatever. I want to just kind of talk through this. You know, it got me thinking, like, the most legendary, if you will, celebrations by team. I think we can all agree on the best celebration in Texans history, although some may disagree. I think it's the namaste. I think it's Arian Foster.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Now, I know JJ's salute. Yeah,
no, some people might go Antonio Smith, the sword.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, some people might. We were tailgating with him, mm-hmm. I want to say, last week, mm-hmm. and everybody kept trying to take a picture with him and tell him to do the celebration.
Yeah.
So I think that one slept on a little bit.
So, yeah, I think you're right. So is it not namaste? I thought it would be.
Maybe the JJ. I would not.
JJ
have
did the salute.
Sleeper,
didn't he also do kind of like a dance?
I think it's the namaste, though. I think.
I still think it's the namaste.
Probably so. Yeah.
So let's go. I'm gonna start spitballing some teams, and I want to do this organically because I think we talk through it'll be a lot better, like we just did with the Texans. So Atlanta to me is clearly Dirty Bird.
Yeah, I love the Dirty Bird,
right?
Actually. That was a good one.
Yeah.
With Jamal Anderson. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I only came up with four, and I want to see what you guys think. Patriots, Gronk, Spike. Is there a better one?
I don't think so. They're such a boring franchise.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I didn't even know they had a celebration.
No, well, yeah, Gronk's somebody a had good one.
Maybe Nick Casera got a hold of him.
Yeah.
You know what?
Discretion,
that's a good point.
Boys.
Yeah.
That's discretion, boys.
That's a good point. That's why Nick didn't like
all
it.
All that fanciness. Yeah.
And, Gronk right. And Gronk told Nick, I got your discretion right here.
How could I forget the Patriot way? No wonder he didn't like that dance.
And then the other one I thought of, Cincinnati Icky Shuffle, right?
Of course.
Open
classic.
And closed case.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, Ocho Cinco had a bunch of different ones, but nothing that is like synonymous with the Bengals.
Right.
Icky Shuffle's bigger.
So now I'm drawing a blank. Let me see what the listeners think of, what you guys think. I was trying to think. I don't know why. New Orleans. What's the most famous New Orleans? The Saints.
Joe Horn getting the cell phone out from under the field goal
oh,
post.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the Saints are. I don't know.
But that wasn't like a consistent
no,
one.
No, right.
That
That's
was a
right.
one-off.
If you fans go- wearing brown paper bags over their heads.
I was going to say, if you want to go old school, I don't know where. I guess this had to go with the Titans, with the funky chicken.
Oh, you're talking about the Oilers.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that might be it. Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Yeah.
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 I think that is.
Yeah, I don't know where to put that. It's Houston Oilers, of course.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't put that with the
They're claiming it.
Yeah.
They're claiming it in Tennessee.
That's theirs. It's kind of weird, but it's theirs.
So I'm just kind of looking at the NFL standings.
Yeah.
Do the Bills have any, like?
No, not the team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
I know our listeners are going to come through with some answers.
Yeah,
here.
Right. Yeah. Steve Johnson was a fun receiver there, but I don't think he had anything consistent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so for the Bills.
Raven.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck. I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We know because
Jalen
Knowles just did it.
Of course.
What about the Packers is jumping in the
The Lambeau Leap.
Lambeau Leap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Leroy Butler, right? Is that who it was?
I think it was the first one, yeah.
Yeah, started it. Yeah, I was thinking, I guess the Vikings, because I think Sean mentioned it, is like the gritty now with Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I think that's taken over for them.
I could see that. I was going to say the Randy Moss move.
That's the most memorable. He did it just the one time, but that is the most. If you ever score a touchdown in Minnesota, you should do the fake move.
You should do it in front of Joe Buck.
Yeah, that's right.
Get him pissed off.
Yeah, see what he thinks. That was so lame from Joe Buck. And he's apologized for his reaction years later. Yeah. He was so corny. Steve Smith for the Panthers used to do like the row the boat one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any others for the Cam Newton, I guess, the Superman for the Panthers. So if you ever scored a touchdown in Carolina, maybe you do the Superman.
That's got to be it for the Panthers,
or the
right?
Dap.
Oh yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. He did it for like a year though.
Mm-hmm.
Dion the Cowboys the high stepping?
Mm.
Or is there a better one for the Cowboys?
Either that, or I think they also mentioned it earlier, the Ezekiel Elliott. Mm. But did he do that just once, jumping in the Goodwill, whatever it was? Yeah, around
it was Salvation Army.
Salvation Army, yes, thank you.
Yeah,
probably Dion.
It'd have to be the high stepping, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. Oh, Bills is the fans. Good one from the 832, going through a table.
Yeah, going through a table.
Jumping electric slide. That was an Oilers one too. They had two good ones. Ernest Givens with the electric slide. Dion a high step and count. Yes, I think it does.
The Eagles would be the Brian Dawkins.
Fly Eagles fly.
Yeah, like the flapping the wings. Yeah. Right? Wasn't that Brian Dawkins?
Yeah.
But
now everybody does it. It's interesting. Like some of these teams, you're thinking, okay, maybe they don't even have like a signature is best. Maybe the best. Best way to put it.
Now, someone said for the Giants on the text line, they said the Victor Cruz salsa dance.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of any others for the Giants, so that's probably a good one.
How about the Chiefs? All the Super Bowls, everything else? Do they have a signature celebration? I'm trying to think.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Has Nebraska copied anything?
Yeah, it's the little fingers waving in the play or whatever. Or
Travis Kelce doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think the Chiefs do.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we're finding out here is some of these teams need some help, man. They need a signature celebration.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if the text line. For the Lions, it's just handing the ball right back to the ref like Barry Sanders.
Yeah, could be.
Someone said on the text line. For the Chiefs, someone said Tony Gonzalez dunking on the field goal post.
That's it
right there.
That is absolutely it, 100%. I guess you could claim one for Chargers. Chargers have one?
I don't know. The LaDainian Tomlinson?
Having kids?
Yeah, Phil Rivers. Yeah.
Philip Rivers? You celebrate by impregnating your wife?
Yeah, maybe back in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Antonio Gates. What did he used to? Didn't he used to do something? Mm. I can't remember.
Or what about Sean? Does Sean Merriman have a sack celebration? He must have done something.
Who was the linebacker that passed away?
Oh,
he would do the bolt.
Oh,
Junior Seau. He would do the bolt. That's it.
Okay,
he would do the bolt. That's the Chargers, and I did it very weakly there, by the way. but the bolt from Junior Seau would be that one.
Multiple texts saying, I mean, we said Lambeau Leap, which I think is better, but people are saying for the Packers, you do the Aaron Rodgers discount double check.
I still think it's the leap.
Yeah,
the Lambeau Leap is legendary.
Mm-hmm.
I think even the opposing teams want to do the Lambeau Leap.
Oh, yeah? It's not asinine?
No, I think it's fun. I love it. LaDainian Tomlinson. people, thank you for the reminder. LaDainian Tomlinson used to do like the finger roll
of
the football. I think like the hand on the helmet too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's I knew he had something. Antonio Gates, they said, used to also dunk on the goalpost, just like Tony Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yeah. Looking if anything else is coming on the text line.
Seahawks, Rams, Cardinals. Can't really think of anything.
I know.
These guys need help, man.
Cardinals were another one, kind of like the Barry Sanders, where Larry Fitzgerald always just, you know, handed the football back, ran away. He
kinda
scored
more.
A lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I always, honestly, I always appreciated that, too. Yeah. Like, act like you've been there before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Larry Fitzgerald is used to scoring touchdowns. He didn't need to dance. Jalen Noll, you score your first career touchdown, you do it in Baltimore, I'm all for it.
Yes.
You know, Larry Fitzgerald scoring his 100th career touchdown, I don't think you need to do the finger roll every time like Tomlinson. Yeah, Merriman, thank you. Also on YouTube, Sean Merriman had the lights out dance. I knew he had something.
Yes.
His sack dance for the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, you can keep sending those in as well. Seahawks, someone said beast mode. It's not really.
That's like more of a play.
Marshawn had all sorts of different things. Mm-hmm. But keep sending those in. Also, you can send in your answers to the question of the day as well, because it's time for that. What's your favorite fan in the stands story? And this comes out of the game yesterday between the Mariners and the Tigers, where a Mariners fan wearing a shirt said dump 61 here for Cal Raleigh's 61st home run. He was wearing the shirt, and then he also caught the ball for Cal Raleigh's 61st homer. I mean, the way that that works out is unbelievable. So what's your favorite fan in the stand story from your own or games you went to and you saw from other fans? Let us know. Text those in 713-572-4610, and we'll get to those answers next. It's In the Loop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.